Hello, this is Gail Sotto for Think Magazine. We're talking today with Jeff Manning, the brains behind one of the most memorable branding campaigns ever, Got Milk. Jeff is going to be a featured speaker at Think 11 conference this May. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
Pleasure is mine.
Thanks. So I guess I'd like to start just by asking, it's hard to believe that Got Milk started nearly 20 years ago. And if we think back to that time and imagine being in your shoes, tasked with turning a commodity into a noteworthy brand, we've got to think this assignment was pretty tough. You've been quoted as saying that marketing CTR requires provocative, even terrifying ideas. Was that where you started with Got Milk?
Absolutely. The tipping point came really when we realized that most milk, well over 90%, is consumed with food, and yet the dairy industry, not just in this country, but around the entire world, had always had one strategy, and that was good for you. Milk was good for you. And they completely ignored food and milk. So again, 90% of all milk is consumed with food, but the dairy industry always stayed away from food. And the provocative and maybe even terrifying moment for Got Milk came when we decided to show food but not show milk. So that became our strategy. Our strategy became milk deprivation, which is a fairly terrifying thought. And that was the genesis, really, of the Got Milk campaign.
It is a terrifying thought, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, selling the board of directors on the idea of not showing their product in the advertising.
Well, that's a whole separate interview.
Yes, it is.
I think from a credit union perspective, one of the more interesting aspects of that campaign was that it came out of a cooperative effort by milk producers. And at the start, neither the producers nor their product were particularly branded, were they?
Not at all. Actually, Got Milk was funded both by producers and milk processors, so both parts of the industry. But there really aren't any dominant brands in the milk industry. You have local brands that maybe some people might know about in 2 or 3 miles around a particular city, but there are no real significant brands, and milk is a commodity in the minds of the trade, the consumer, and the media. And one of the great challenges of the Got Milk program was, if you would, to change perceptions of that entire category and thereby help everybody, all of the brands, in the milk category. So it's kind of raising the water, raising the tide, and it'll lift all ships.
Exactly. How hard was it to bring everybody together? Or how, it's interesting to me how that cooperative sort of solidified in its sense of purpose.
Well, in the case of the Milk Processor Board, it's a state-legislated program, so it actually comes into being by law nationally. The milk programs are federally legislated. But there have been a number of cases where the major players in a given industry, in a given category, have voluntarily come together, formed informal groups, not legislated, not by law, but informal groups, and made the decision that they had to begin to affect category sales, category awareness, perception, and sales. And it really isn't that difficult. What it usually takes is several years of severe pain on the part of the industry, and then they become incredibly collaborative.
Well, that's unfortunate, but it may be true.
I think it is true.
Do you think there's a message for credit unions in the success of your campaign? What do you think credit unions can learn from your example?
Couple of things. One is that it all starts with awareness and then perception. Awareness of milk, of course, was exceptionally high. It was virtually universal. But the perception was not very positive. It was good for kids. It was good for you, but it didn't compete with Gatorade and Coke and Snapple and Gatorade. So it's an awareness issue, I think, for the credit unions that didn't exist for milk. But I'm not sure that many people know the credit unions, for instance, have CDs. The credit unions can serve as a brokerage firm, that you can have that vast array of financial services from credit unions. I'm fairly sure that awareness of that is low. So that's one thing that can be taken from Got Milk, which is driving awareness, driving perception. And then the other is really back to your point, which is there comes a time when the major players, who are, of course, competitors often, have to take off their branded hats and put on their category hats and work together to support the industry. And certainly that's something that I think the credit unions might look at as a learning that comes out of Got Milk.
That's right. And I guess maybe the final thing I'd ask you about is it's not just that they were able to come together and create this message, but that it was very effective what you did. I mean, there's no question that the campaigns you ran were clever and funny. I think many of them are still very much alive in all of our memories. But what's also impressive is that they actually worked. They actually got people to drink more milk. Any idea why that was? What was in the messages that inspired people to take action?
Well, I think there are three reasons, and I believe they're very relevant to actually credit unions. The first is that milk deprivation, that basic fundamental strategy, you know, food, no milk, was true. We didn't make it up. That is, you know, when you have a bowl of cereal or a bowl of Cheerios and you slice bananas, you can't put on Coca-Cola. You can't put on Snapple. You can't put Gatorade in that bowl. So running out of milk is truly terrifying. So I would say that the first reason was that milk deprivation was true for people, very true for people. The second is that the entire industry got behind it and funded it at very substantial levels, very substantial levels. It doesn't mean that every commodity board program or every generic marketing program needs to be funded with, you know, $20, $30, $50 million, but there needs to be enough funding to get the job done.
Right.
To achieve the objectives of the industry. And then finally, the last thing is we hired some truly brilliant people, the advertising agency, whose name is Goodby Silverstein and Partners, out of San Francisco. We hired people who we entrusted with our category and our brand, and we let them do what they do best. And I can promise you very few people in the dairy industry would have done Got Milk. We needed somebody like Goodby to come in and terrify us, frankly, you know, and shock us into doing something that was different enough that it actually had marketplace results.
It certainly did, and it must be great to be part of such an important campaign. I mean, as we were saying, it's 20 years down the road, and I think we all are still in on the joke. So,
well, that's because the joke is true.
It's totally,
you know
well,
I mean?
Yes, I absolutely do. As
yeah,
a matter of fact, this morning I noticed somebody had used up all the milk in my house, and so I did experience exactly what you're
yeah.
talking about.
Well, and what happens normally is that if it's a teenager, they'll put the carton back in the refrigerator.
That's
empty.
Exactly what happened, yes. So it was like you could have filmed it, it's horrible to put on television. I had that exact moment where the empty
yeah.
container was being wrung out. I certainly appreciate your insights into the world of promoting commodity, you know, a commodity through a very clever and interesting campaign.